and we'll begin the final portion of today's journey through this live stream. Take a deep breath. Bring yourself into even a more relaxation space. Gently close your eyes if you feel. And breathe in all these energies you experience throughout the day. Truly a sacred day. Sacred day that's truly coming from within yourself, experiencing more the sacredness of who you are. Breathe into that space. Breathe through that benevolence. Breathe through your magnificence. Breathe through your beauty. Breathe through your love. Breathe through your compassion. Breathe and bring in more light that's coming from within, that's connected to all that is and the source of your soul, of your divinity, that has no beginning and no end. And all it knows is how to express and expand its love, its consciousness, its vibration, beyond words, beyond space, beyond time. Breathe. And love yourself into this moment. Love yourself, your immensity of your soul, expressed right now through your multidimensionality, through every fiber of your beingness. How beautiful, how precious, how loving you are. Feel more of the presence of the other beings that has been with you throughout the day. Whatever they are for you, your guides, the angels, your ancestors, your loved ones that passed and are here with you, and those in the future that will come and join you in your life. See them all in oneness, in quantumness, through your super consciousness. You see, there's truly no time, no limit to all that you can experience. It's just sitting there and allowing for it to flow into you and from within you. Embrace and love yourself even more through gentleness, through gratitude, through appreciation and care. Feeling more of this intuitive experience, intuitive concepts and energies. Opening up to more synchronicities in your life. Feeling the expectation rising from within you for things to come, to bring new abilities, new understandings, planting new seeds for a new path and future near and far for yourself, being open to all that can come, and walk into it with your imagination in trust, in knowingness that all will be well and all is well. And you are so, so much loved, and you are never, ever, ever alone. Spirit loves you so much. Spirit loves you so much. 1,000 times more than a mother loves her child. Spirit loves you so much. And let us receive more from the energies and messages from Alcazar.
Beloved ones, we greet thee. 'Tis Alcazar. These indeed are challenging times. But we are not right now referring to what is occurring in the outer, in your societies. We are referring to your own individual challenges. What is occurring in your society, the global shutdown, was a creation from humanity as a whole. It was created because there were enough of you demanding change, wanting something new, putting out in your vibration that the old is not working. And so this was created. And so, yes, you had a part in that creation because you have been raising your vibration, you have been meditating, and you are all creators. But you are being faced, each one of you, individually, with personal challenges. This challenge, as it comes to you, needs to be faced head on, so to speak. You have an opportunity now, an opportunity to change, an opportunity to evolve and to grow. So, over these days, you have been hearing all kinds of information, you have gathered understanding, and we wish to add to that in some way. We have a little earlier this day spoken to you about the Stargate energetic. We have spoken to you about being able to access the Stargate morphic field, to draw energy into your meditations, energy that can support your awareness, your awakening, support you raising your vibration. Why is this important? Each one of you has been affected in your own unique way by the external circumstance. It is important for you to deal with your own individual situation. And you are unique. And so for you to be able to draw upon more clarity, for you to be able to draw upon the guidance that is available if you connect to it. These are important things for you right now. And so, there is a window of opportunity that we have talked about in the past. before your societies start to get going again, so that you are not drawn back into the old way of being. Take a look at the challenges that you have in your life, and then meditate, raise your vibration, draw on the support that is available from many, many different sources. The important element, beloved ones, is raising the vibration. Because as you might have heard, you cannot resolve a situation on the same level that it was created. And so when you raise your vibration, when you allow a connection to your super consciousness, when you allow the guidance to come to you, then new ideas simply form within you. A whole new way of looking at your situation is possible. Can you allow it? The conditioning from your societies all around the world tend to make you look at things in a negative way, to complain, to judge others, to judge the politicians, and in this particular case, the various information about the virus and the vaccines and so on. Beloveds, catch yourself. Be aware of the communications you have with others. Raise the vibration into an energetic of oneness, so that you are not re-emphasizing the negative. You are not reacting in the same old way, the same old judgments. Others will want to pull you into that place because there is a sense of satisfaction complaining about others. We say to you right now, beloved ones, you are responsible for how your life will evolve from this moment forth. You cannot blame the government. You cannot blame your society. That is an escape, and it does not help. Now is the time to bring more awareness into your life. Now is the time to start to focus on what you wish to create in your life. So there are two aspects that we would like to draw your attention to. Be clear about what you would like to create. Do not necessarily feel you have to know how to create the new. Feel what it is you wish to attract into your life. Feel it. Visualize it. Invite it in. In this process, however, be aware of your own internal naysayer. That part of the mind that says, oh, that's not possible. Oh, I can't have that. Oh, I don't know how to do it. What we are saying here is that you are the creator of your own reality. You can put out into the field your intention. And if you are not negating that intention by the small voice inside, then existence will respond. So hold your vision for the things that you wish to have moving forward. Hold the vision, hold the feeling and the intention to allow the support to come in. We have created many daily meditations that may be of assistance to you. Find whatever works for you to meditate daily, more than once a day if you have the time. But meditating not just to sit in silence, but meditating with the intention of raising your vibration, with the intention of, from that higher vibration, reconnecting with those feelings of what you wish to create. We talked a little earlier about the frequency, the vibration of the energy of gratitude. And we have suggested that you practice gratitude. Why practice? Because it is a challenge for many people to feel the vibration of gratitude. And so we would suggest daily taking a moment or several moments throughout the day to tune in, be still, find something, someone that you feel grateful for. And take that moment. Once you have thought of that person or that thing, connect to the heart. Feel the gratitude in your heart. And see if you can move that gratitude into a stronger, deeper feeling. For as we said earlier, deep gratitude is a very high vibration. It can support your energetic radiance, the energies that you radiate out into the quantum field, the energies that magnetize to you that which you are creating with your overall vibration. So we say again, be aware of that small voice inside that says, I can't do it, I don't deserve it, and so on. If you have that small voice, then you need to focus your awareness and ask yourself, why do I believe that? Why do I feel like I can't create that which I wish to have? Ask yourself, where is the root of that? And you will probably need to talk to your inner child to find out why she or he feels inadequate. Inner child work is really beneficial right now, to clear the decks, so to speak, of the old limitations, so that you can bring in gratitude, you can bring in your vision of what you wish to create for yourself as you move forward into your life. Do this with patience, do this with clarity, repeat the process daily. Meditating, raising your vibration, connecting to your guides if you feel that they can assist you, working with Stargate Energetics if you find that is beneficial to you. Find what is appropriate for you. Follow the energy. Raise your vibration. Create the new. Be watchful who you invite into your world, so that you start to invite people who assist you in raising your vibration rather than bringing you down into the old. So again, beautiful one, we are here. There are so many benevolent beings available to assist you in creating the new. In creating the new you. It is time, beloved ones. It is now. Now is the time. Step up. Radiate your beingness. Create the new. We are Alcazar. We love you and we bless you. We honor each and every one of you. And we will talk to you again very soon.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? So good to see you again. Here we are in the virtual reality, in the energy that we are moving today, tomorrow. We are either doing this today, we're doing this yesterday. We do not know. That is just a proof to you that time is not linear. We just want to assign it to a linear definition. And yet here we are, together with your radiance, together with your frequency that is expanding. You've learned so many things today. We give thanks to Elon and Lee Carroll and Cryon and Pragit and Dr. John and Lily and Robert and whoever else was here today. The vessel Marilyn and the joy. We give thanks to all of them. But most of all, we give thanks to you. Most of all, we give thanks to the connection that you are making in your own field. Because when you make that connection in your own field, you are indeed standing strong in this energy. You are indeed standing in the connector as a pillar of courage and light, lighting the way for others to be seen, lighting the way for others to be experienced, lighting the way. In the past, there was that time when you said you can only see as far as the headlights on a car. What is that, 100 or 200 feet or something? And then it got to where you could only see as far as your little flashlight. And then you got to say you could only see as far as the phone light that you could see. Well, now there is no light there. You are feeling your way almost in the darkness sometimes. That is what is happening now. Humanity, you humans, are feeling your way beyond, in the dark. Not the darkness as in entity or anything like that. Don't even go there. You are the light, remember that. And yet, for some reason, it feels like you are moving around with your eyes closed. In fact, why don't you practice that? Moving around with your eyes closed. And as you are moving around with your eyes closed, how many things do you remember? Do you remember where the table is? Do you remember where you put your magic remote control? Do you remember where you left your that was easy button? Do you remember? So when you're closing your eyes, you're basing everything on what you remember it to be in your past. And there's the rub, eh? Now, the way life is, there is no past. It is as though someone picked up and moved your remote control and you're still feeling for it right here, but it is somewhere else with your eyes closed. So now is the time for you to allow your own innate to come through and remind you that the remote control has been moved. But you can still find it. That is where you're opening your senses. That is where you're opening your own innate. That is where you're learning to depend upon yourself. And as you learn, indeed, to depend upon yourself, dearest one, even though sometimes it's all right, you can lean on others, you can have others help you, that is fine. But you cannot blame those others when something doesn't go quite like you think it is. And let us tell you, if you haven't noticed already, nothing is going like you think it is. If you think something and think, feel like it is going to be plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, woohoo, you've got plan M already in place. And it was flowing through before you even knew there was a plan M. That is one thing that you can count upon in these times right now, is that there is no plan. But know that there is a solution to everything. And just as soon as you think you've got it figured out, you get to stop thinking so much and start feeling and move in that direction. And ask yourself, is your ego making the decisions here? Or are you? Are you depending upon your own innate, your own abilities to sense into people's bodies, your own abilities to sense the energy that is around you, your own ability to remind you that even though your that was easy button is not in the same place that you thought it was, it is still there. And if you're not sure, you have to turn to touch it. And know that that is all right too. And life is as easy or as hard as you want. Because
that was easy.
That is the key. And as things move around in this world, it is all right for you to check here, check there, check there. As long as you are in integrity. As long as you are in integrity. And if you're not, there's things that are going to sift to the surface that are going to be a bit difficult to deal with. Because everything that is not in integrity, we have told you this many times, everything that is not in integrity is sifting itself to the surface to be dealt with. But for some, we don't even know if you look at it in that capacity. You know, if you look at it in that capacity and you get extra change at the grocery store and the grocer market lady did not, or a man did not count out the right change, and you get out all the way out to your car and say it's raining, why not? And you realize you've got too much change here, and even if it's just 44 cents, too much change, what do you do? Do you think, oh, it's raining, I'll just keep this and think, oh, I got a tip from the universe? Or do you realize that someone's going to have to put their own 44 cents in their drawer because it didn't match up at the end of the day, and walk back inside and tell them, you gave me too much change? Now, which is in integrity? Even though it is a very small thing and a very small amount, the slightest degree or lack of integrity can be coloring your world. It is important for you to know that your own innate is one that you can depend upon. It is important for you to understand that your own wisdom is coming in. It is important for you to know that your guides, your teachers, your angels are there with you inside of your field, inside of your innate. You do not always have to turn to someone else for your answers. You can turn inside. And when you do and you learn to count upon that energy, that keeps you in the slipstream. And that, if you don't know what the slipstream is, that slipstream is the part that lifts the air for everyone behind it to have a little easier time. It just slips that energy up. So, dearest, we ask you to stay in that slipstream. We ask you to understand that your integrity, your courage to stand upon yourself on your own in the frequency of love, in the frequency of compassion, in the frequency of benevolence, in the frequency of a giggle or laugh every once in a while, maybe every day, that lifts the energy for all that are in your field. And that creates the slipstream. For you see, dearest, you are here, volunteers, old souls, as Kryon says, old souls. You are here bringing forth the wisdom of those patterns and habits and energies that were learned before, so you don't ever have to do that again, bringing it into this time, this day, into the new centuries, the new decades, 2021's knocking on the door. That is the year that science fiction things were written about. It is coming to fruition now. So you know, even though you don't have lots that you may count upon, except for yourself, that innate within yourself is so magnificent that it magnetizes its field around it to bring in all that is necessary. To bring to you all that is necessary for you to evolve, for you to grow, for you to expand, for you to be able to shine the light bright. And that is what you are doing. So, dearest beings of light, we ask you to let your light shine. Ooh, sounds like a song there. Let your light shine bright and know that anything that is not in integrity is going to surface. So if something surfaces, you can say, woohoo, one more thing. Let us find the solution to that one and keep moving forward. For you see, dearest beings, that is the way of this world. We see you. We know you have volunteered to be here at this point in time for this shift of this planet. And as you can see, there's a whole lot of shifting going on. And as you do, realize that it is shifting in divine light, with love and laughter and peace eventually, and joy. But it is going to take every single one of you light workers, or as we like to say, light plurkers, to accomplish that. So we are glad you volunteered. We volunteered as well to be here with you in loving support. So when you feel like you're standing alone, you're looking around for your own innate abilities, wondering how they're coming in, we can just put our energy right against your back to let you know that you are never alone. We are always there. Because we love you unconditionally. We see you. We know you. We honor you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I say yet again, some would believe that anyone who channels is out of body to the extent they have no idea what's happening. Even worse, some will say, well, the entities that they channel, whether they're angelic or whatever, are living in a world of their own as well, a multidimensional world that really doesn't even know what's going on the planet as they deliver these high messages and high vibration. And the answer is none of those things are true. The truth, as I gave you this morning earlier, is that your soul has an alliance with the Creator. And that means that through your soul, there is communication. We know exactly what you're going through. We know what's going on right now as you sit there listening, whether it's live or in what you call replay. Doesn't matter. Spirit knows you. And so what I'll say to you is this. This is the end of the conference, the end of the day, the end of the time that some of you have actually gone through all of the days, an end of the time of teaching, of training perhaps, of high vibrational things, of meditation, perhaps even a few tears. And some of you will say, well, I'm sorry it has to end at all. I enjoyed these uplifting messages. I don't know what's coming next. I'll tell you what's coming next. More uplifting messages from you, your heart, that which is your soul communicating, perhaps for the first time in a more succinct way with the other side of the veil. What is this all about? Why is there channeling at all? Why is there teaching like this? The answer is that this is the salt of the information to come. It is the beginning, the introduction to a higher consciousness on this planet, which is going to start raising integrity and the idea of oneness. Alcazar has been teaching this for years, that is, there is more to you than you think. There is a position that you don't even know that is available, a position of compassion with you and others who mingle into your soul as well. The more you realize that you are one with everything, the more you realize that everything is not upstairs. Everything is you. What if you had an alliance with the ones around you that is stronger than you ever thought? Oh, there is so much more to talk to you about. I am the Magnetic Master, and I'm going to be brief. In this closing, I just want to present something that you should think about, perhaps or not, with free choice. They call me the Magnetic Master. Let's talk about magnetics for a moment. Are you aware of the influence of magnetics on you, the planet, all life, all that is, your Earth? Did you realize? Your sun has a magnetic field which then interacts with those on the Earth, which actually brings you information from the planets. Did you know that's how it's done? Did you know that your magnetic field on this planet is allied to and related to consciousness? Did you know that? That is proven. Did you know that the magnetic field of the Earth can be sensed by birds and animals, by trees? Did you ever wonder how birds fly south for the winter or whales navigate thousands of miles and come back? They know magnetics. They have inbred compasses. Did you know that? Did you know that humans can sense magnetics as well? Go check it out. Go find out. And yet, with the influence of magnetics on this planet, including that which is going to be the new inventions and the new power and the new motors and all of the things that magnetics is going to start to bring to you, you cannot even see a magnetic field. Did you know that? Ask a physician who deals in medicine. Is it possible for a human to see a magnetic field? And the physician will say, well, there's evidence that you can sense it. No, I didn't ask that. Ask a physicist. Miss Physicist, is it possible for science to see a magnetic field? And they will tell you, well, we can see the reaction of it. We can see what it does. We're very clever with that. We can see the lines of influence. We can see what it looks like, but we can't see it. We cannot see it. What is the most influential energy on the planet from birth? And the answer is gravity. Did you know that there was a relationship between the magnetic field and gravity? Now, this is controversial. Today and tomorrow, it will be a fact. What are we missing here? I ask you, what are you missing here? And the answer is everything. You cannot see these energies around you. They are not yet available to see. And there's more. What happens when you get to that point, dear ones, in your science where these things will be available to see, where quantum energy will be something that you can see? I'll tell you yet again. Suddenly you will see in the human DNA quantum energy, and you'll ask, what is it? Why is it there? What does it mean? What does it do? Quantum sight will allow you to see the human Merkaba, the closest to the soul that you'll ever be able to see, and it's going to be there. When they turn those instruments on a human being, everything will change. What is it around the human we never knew was there that may be quantum? When they look at life itself, the rocks and the trees, nature, and they see everywhere there are quantum fields interlacing with one another. When you start looking at the magnetic field itself on the planet, and you'll see that it touches everything else. Everyone will take a deep breath and go, oh, I had no idea. We had no idea, no idea that everything is related to everything in science, not esoterics. Science. Oh, but there's more. I've never even touched on this one. Oh, you'll get there, dear ones. And when you do, there will be a reboot, even of what science thinks it is. A reboot of information, of ideas. But there's more. You ever been in a room with a person who's angry? You can feel it, can't you? Whether they're angry at you or the world, you can feel it. Have you ever been in a place where compassion ruled? Have you ever sat in front of a master in any land who was renowned for attraction of compassion, who only just sits there, and all you want to do is sit at her, his feet, and enjoy the energy? Have you ever read about the masters of history where people were flocking to them just to sit at their feet and listen? How do you explain that? You say, well, there's got to be a vibrational energy that pushes from that individual, and you'd be right. Have you ever gone into perhaps a theater, sat by someone you don't know and moved because something wasn't right? You felt that something was not right to the individual that you sat next to the degree that your body said, move. Some of you know what I speak of. And so let's get down to it. Logical human being, why? You've seen it, you know it, why? Whether it's compassion or imbalance, there is a vibration, you would say. What if it's not a vibration? What if it is a multidimensional quantum field which is identifiable in its compassion or in its unbalance that radiates from the consciousness of a human being who is either in distress or in love? You hear that? And if there is, can you see it? Dear ones, I am giving you something I've never given you before. There is something else coming. And that is a scientific evaluation of consciousness itself, whether it is balanced, unbalanced, compassionate, in fear, in anger. What if that could all be measured? Those who deal with something called heart math have just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the measurement of coherence between humans. There are things coming which are going to explain everything I'm talking about And you cannot then deny it. It's been esoteric up to the point where it's science. And what are you going to do with it then? When people say, I can see there's compassion in you or feel it. Humans are able to sense the magnetic field, and there are those who are starting to evolve who can sense all of the vibrations that you have and those around them. And they will become the teachers and the masters. You won't need channeling, dear ones, because you will carry with yourself in your own cellular structure, in your own consciousness, the ability to look and know from one individual to another. Have you ever heard of a medical intuitive? Have you known about them? Have you been in their presence and watched them identify in a human being, one after another, the attributes of health that that human being may have to work on? And you'll say, how is this possible? What are they doing? I'll tell you what they're doing. They're in touch with their vehicle, their Merkaba, that multidimensional field that has everything in it. Everything, even their Akash. That's how an Akashic reader works with a human being. They're in touch with the Akash of the human in front of them, and they can read it. That is energy that no one knows about except the esoterics. And if you're one in this planet who would not be caught ever looking at this particular meeting, this day, or listening to channel, everything is going to change for you. Because suddenly you're going to realize everything we've been talking about, which you consider to be strange, eye-rolling, and woo-woo, will be right in the scientific journals for you to look at. And then what are you going to do? When you realize that we're talking about something that is intrinsic to humanity, what do you do with fear? I want to show you something that's in the field. The vessel Maryland, today channeled Adirondack. And it had to be pre-recorded. It was recorded yesterday. And what did she channel? Did you listen carefully? She talked about being in the dark and feeling your way around. And that is exactly what my partner talked about moments before she channeled. How is that possible? When they don't tell each other what they're going to do, they simply channel. You channeled about the message my partner gave you, about his stories. How does that work? And that's exactly what I tell you. That's the message. You are allied together so that you know what each other's issues are and feelings. You are a master teacher, dear one. Did you know that? Every single one of you can help those around you. Let's go to that place, finally, as I close. Where my partner was feeling his way in the cave, he didn't tell you the rest of the story. Not really. What's that for? Why is there panic? It's the same reason so many of you right now are panicking. In fear. Because you don't know what's ahead as you feel along the cave wall in the dark. The rest of the story is this. That teaches you how to take care of that which is illogical. Fear has no logic to it. It's simply raw. And it takes over. How many have that right now listening to this in these closing moments? And when this is over and you don't have uplifting messages anymore, perhaps another conference day to listen to distract you, how many are going there? And the answer is, it depends. What did you get out of this? The shaman who went through the caves when he was 10 years old in the dark says he didn't do it once. He did it over and over. Because by the time those shamans in training were adults, they had learned to control and understand and recognize the rawness of fear and understand that it's a paper tiger, it's illogical, it's foolishness. And they could come out of it in a second. Oh, it's always there. It may very well be the prime emotion, but only for a moment, and then you go, uh-huh, get in the back seat, fear. I know better. I stand tall, and I'll get through the cave. I can't see what's apart and the next, I can't see what's ahead. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because I create my own path, my own abundance, my own benevolence, my own peace. Can you go there with me? Because that's your legacy, old soul. That's why you're listening, old soul, to learn how to do that. You got to, because you have others with you, around you, who are walking the cave, and they're afraid. Why don't you be the voice in the dark who says, peace be unto you. Follow me. Show them that there is light with your compassion, your countenance, your mastery. I am crying in love with humanity. My message will always be the same. Different words, different stories, the same. And that is this. Dear human being, creature of the Creator, you are magnificent, born magnificent, remaining magnificent. Find it in you and become what you are. And so it is.